Giri-vada-dhari. Yashoda-nandana-vajra-jana-ranjana. Yamuna-tira-vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Astar Sata Sri Sri Mad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sagohosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Dwarka Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 11, Calculation of Time from the Atom, Text 14. Samvatsaraha Parivatsara Idavatsara Eva Cha Anuvatsaro Vatsarash Cha Vidaraivam Prabhashyate Samvatsara Parivatsara Idavatsara Eva Cha Anuvatsara Vatsarascha Vidaraivam Prabhashyate Samvatsara Parivatsara Idavatsara Evacha Anuvatsara Vatsarascha Vidaraivam Prabhashyate Samvatsara Parivatsara Idavatsara Evacha Anuvatsaro Vatsarascha Vidaraivam Prabhashyate Samvatsara Parivatsara Vatsara Evacha Anuvatsaro Vatsarascha Sanskrite. Parivatsara. Sambhatsara parivatsara. Vaishnavis, Sambhatsara Parivatsara, Anubhata, Sasa, Vachite, Sambhatsara, Orbit of the Sun. Parivatsaraha, circumambulation of Brihaspati. Idavatsaraha, orbit of the stars. Eva, as they are. Cha, also. Anuvatsaraha, orbit of the moon. Vatsaraha, one calendar year. Cha, also. Vidura, O Vidura. Evam, thus. Prabhashyate, they are so told. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There are five different names, translation, there are five different names for the orbits of the sun, moon, stars, and luminaries in the firmament. And thus, and they each have their own samvatsara. Purport. The subject matters of physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, time, and space dealt with in the above verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam are certainly very interesting to students of the particular subject. But as far as we are concerned, we cannot explain them very thoroughly in terms of technical knowledge. The subject matter is summarized by the statement that above all the different branches of knowledge is the supreme control of Kala, the plenary representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing exists without Him, and therefore everything, however wonderful it may appear to our meager knowledge, is but the work of the magical wand of the Supreme Lord. As far as time is concerned, we beg to subjoin herewith a table of timings in terms of the modern clock. One truti is 8/13,500th of a second. One vedha is 8/135th of a second. One lava is 8/45th of a second. one nimesha is 1/8 of a second. One chana is 1/5 of a second. One kashta is 8 seconds. One lagu is 2 minutes. One danda is 30 minutes. One prahara is 3 hours. One day is 12 hours. One night is 12 hours. One paksha is 15 days. Two pakshas comprise 1 month, and 12 months comprise 1 calendar year, or the full orbit of the sun. A human being is expected to live up to 100 years. That is the way of the controlling measure of eternal time. The Brahma Samhita 5.32 confirms this control in this way. Yat chakshuresha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramurtur ashesha tejaha yas yagaya brahmati samrita kala chakra govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Quote, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. Om Jnana Timrandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this verse, it's described that, you know, the different planets and other celestial objects in the universe have their own samvatsaras, or years. generally, in the Vedic system of astronomy, you know, the year is defined by the movement of the object. For example, the sun, how long it takes for it to make the journey all around the celestial sphere. You know, like we have the system of astrology, which is based on where is the sun in terms of the constellations of the stars. You know, they have Sanskrit names for the signs of the zodiac. You know, we say like Cancer and Libra and Capricorn, and you know, we have different names for the different constellations. What that means is if you were able to see the stars in the daytime, they would move like the sun does. You know, when the sun comes out, the stars become invisible. But if you could imagine that the stars were visible at the same time the sun is visible, you would see that each day the sun is in a different place relative to the stars. Actually, all the stars, like the sun, each day they go through a daily cycle. they go around. Just like the sun moves across the sky, the stars would be moving across the sky. But if you looked very carefully each day, you would see that the sun is moving a little distance along the circle of stars. And in a whole year, it will go around the whole circle. So that's what a year is defined as in terms of the Vedic astronomy. That's given to some extent in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but more fully in other works of the Jyotish Shastras, like Surya Siddhanta. So the movement of the other celestial bodies is different. Like this verse is mentioning the circumambulation of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the guru of the demigods, and corresponds to Jupiter, the planet Jupiter. It's called Guru. So it's talking about the orbit of Jupiter. And in Surya Siddhanta, it's explained that the orbit that Jupiter makes through the background of the stars is about 4,332 solar years of our years. So there's, it's being mentioned, that would be the Samvatsara of Jupiter. So, as it's mentioned here, each of these planetary systems has its different Samvatsara. So, of course, as Srila Prabhupada explains here, that's not our main concern. And I can't pretend to be able to give all the technical details of this kind of knowledge. Although Srila Prabhupada does mention that in all these topics, you know, astronomy, space, time, physics, the particular students of those disciplines may find these details very interesting, and they may, you know, so the Bhaktivedanta Institute devotees, some of them are astrophysicists, scientists like Sataputta Prabhu was, and now there are others, and they're very much absorbed in these particular details. But for myself, I just try to, although I may try to absorb some of the details, I like to keep in mind the main point that Srila Prabhupada makes, that all of this, whatever it is, whatever the time divisions are and whatever the technical details are, this kala or time factor is an aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And as Krishna himself explains in the Bhagavad Gita, kalosmi lokachaya krit, time I am, destroyer of the world. So this material force of time is pushing everything, like the wind is pushing the clouds in the sky. I mean, sometimes we see it, you know, it's a windy day and the clouds are moving. So we're also being moved by the force of time. And it has a destructive aspect to it, that anything material has a beginning, it'll persist for some time, and then it'll be destroyed. And there's nothing we can do to stop that progress of material time and its destructive feature. Any relationship that we have, a material relationship, it will eventually be broken. If we identify ourselves with any possession like my body or my mind in the material sense, we'll see that our connection with it will be destroyed inevitably. So this feature of time is there, and it's called Kala Sarpa, the serpent of time. It's lethal. You know, you get, Srila Prabhupada says many times in talking about this Kala Sarpa, the serpent of time. It's like a black cobra, he said. You get bitten by it, you're finished. Unless, he points out, as Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati points out in a famous verse, Durdant Indriya Kala Sarpa. Yes, the serpent is normally very dangerous, but if you break or pull out its fangs that inject the poison, then it's harmless. So the message is that the dangerous serpent, the Kala Sarpa, can be compared to our senses. We chant every day before we take prasadam, sarira vidyajal. Many times we forget, what that actually means. It means this material body is a network, is a lump of ignorance, and the senses are a network of paths leading to death. So that's the Kala Sarpa, that lethal bite of the cobra of material existence. If we follow the sense objects in a material sense, then the senses will keep us attached to material sense gratification, for which we have to remain in a cycle of birth and death. So that verse is there. And in his conversation with Prachini Barhishat, with King Prachini Barhishat, in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni compares our situation to being in a chariot. The chariot is the material body, and it's got wheels. And those wheels represent the different cycles of time, that we've been talking about. And the horses represent the senses, and they're attracted by what's called in the verse in which this analogy is described, Mriga Trishna. That means an animal will be attracted by the illusion of something. Like sometimes animals, they're thirsty, they're in the desert, they're dying of thirst, and they see some mirage of water, and they run towards it, but they never get there. So that's Mriga Trishna. So that's our condition in this material world. We're chasing after some illusion. It's not that the material world has no reality, but it's temporary, and our hopes are always dashed here. Mogasha, moga karmana, moga jnana vicheta saha, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. You may have, I may have, we all may have desires to achieve something in terms of, we're always hoping, we're aspiring for something new, and we're never satisfied with it, and we keep aspiring for it, even though it's temporary, and lifetime after lifetime we're engaged in that. So Narada Muni explained to King Prachinibarhashat that the wheels are going round, but you're not going anywhere. You know, time is going by, but you're not moving. Any position within the material world, from the highest to the lowest, Abrahma, Bhuvanaloka, Punarvartana, Arjuna, you may go to the highest planet, achieve a position as a demigod, but again, you'll come down. Unless one extracts the poison fangs from that kalasarpa by engaging the senses in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada explains, the yogis, they always have to be afraid of the senses. They're trying to control the senses mentally, you know, by some mechanical process. But unless the senses are actually engaged positively in devotional service, such efforts to artificially control the senses will always fail in the end. So that's why Srila Prabhupada has given us so many ways in which to engage our senses in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gives us the form of the deity to contemplate with our eyes, the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra. You know, we can hear its transcendental vibration through our ears. We can taste the wonderful prasadam, mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We can smell the flowers and incense offered to the Supreme Lord. There is something to do with all of the senses. There are the knowledge acquiring senses, and then there are the working senses, the arms, the legs, the voice, the organs of defecation and reproduction. So those, all the senses are, can be engaged in the service of the Lord, and that is what Srila Prabhupada has so mercifully provided us in the society form, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There is a way for everyone to engage their mind, their intelligence, their senses in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the practice of bhakti yoga, which is considered by the Lord to be the supreme practice of yoga. Yogi nam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shradavam bhajate yamam same. Yukatmano manaha maha. So so these are some thoughts about this verse and purport. I'll stop there. Bhrigupati Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. But it, you know, you were describing how everybody can engage their senses in these different activities. But isn't it ultimately to no avail? I mean, in the Bhagavatam it says, both by the rising and setting, but by the rising and by the setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. So, in the second canto.
Uh, I think it was Prahlad Maharaj who said that the human life, although temporary, is valuable. Tadapya dhruvam artadam. So although the human life is temporary, adhruvam, you know, it's not persisting, it's adhruvam, not persisting, it's still artadam. And arta means the purpose of life, and dham means giving. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, prema pumarta mahan, that the most important arta is to develop prema. And you're right, life is temporary, so we should make use of every second, every truti or nimesha, to try to develop our love for God, our prema. Prema pumarta mahan. So it is a short time that we actually have upon this earth and this material body, but this earth is the place where Krishna appears in every day of Brahma. He comes. And he comes not in his, just in his original form of Krishna, but in the form of so many avatars. So we should try to take advantage during this short time of span of time that we have in this human body, because it's not guaranteed that one will get a human body in one's next life. Of course, if one is on the path of devotional service, and we are making some sincere attempt to practice bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, then whatever progress that we make will carry on from here. Srila Prabhupada, in his conversation with the poet Allen Ginsberg, was saying, we're not living in a very auspicious time in the sense that we're in the Kali Yuga, and things are, the conditions for practicing Krishna consciousness are going to be going down. Now he said for the next 9,500 years or so, there's a special opportunity to make progress. But he said, after that, you know, he was telling this poet, after that, it's going to be, I'll eat you or you'll eat me. You know, things are going to get really bad. And he said he hoped that all of his disciples by that time will have gone back home, back to Godhead. So we shouldn't, you know, think, well, I'll just pick up where I left off in this life and yeah, but your next human life may not be in a condition that's very favorable to the advancement of Krishna consciousness, especially as the Kali Yuga proceeds. So yeah, by the sun going up and down every day, it's subtracting from the balance that we have left. So we should kind of calculate, well, you know, I'm, and who knows, at any time, you know, our duration of life could be over, because it's different. Although it says 100 years in the previous verse, I think it said, we get 100 years maximum, maybe a few isolated examples of people who go beyond 100 years. But yes, the balance of time is being subtracted every day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you. Just have everybody's attention just for 3-4 minutes. Today is Nitya Seva sponsor Vidura Mehta. And Vidura was a devotee. Him and his wife lived across the street here for many years, the latter part of their life. So today, Vidura Das, he's sponsoring all the offerings that are being done for the deities today on his behalf. The Nityaseva is that the devotee gives like $10,000. We put it into a special fund, and the purpose of the fund is to make sure that when most of us here are not here any longer, that the continuing goes on of the worship of Rukmini Dwarkadish. So I wanted to create this fund, special fund, and it'll help maybe have a pujari or two at that particular time. So he donated towards that particular fund for the future worship of our Rukmini Dwarkadish and Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and Gornitai. So today he's that particular individual, very beautiful devotee. His son is Krishna Prema. Most of you do know Krishna Prema. It's his father. Vidura's wife also, Manjula, she also is a Nityaseva sponsor. Although they were very, they had a very meager income, still they were able to set aside a few dollars every day until they came to that particular amount of 20,000. So it was pretty unique. They were very determined to do that. So I'd like to just have all of us remember him today. Nice devotee. He'd come every morning. Used to do artik here, Mangal artik, really attached to it. He came to the point where he was very aged and he couldn't control it very nicely in terms of the artik, so we had to actually have him stop. It broke his heart, literally. It was really a sad situation for him. So he was very dedicated to the deities, always liked the devotees a lot, invited devotees to come to his apartment on a regular basis to take Krishna Prasadam. His wife Manjari would cook. Now, mind you, they were in their 80s.
And were they disciples to come of Tamal Krishna?
Yeah, they were Tamal Krishna Maharaj disciples, yeah. Both of them.
Yeah, because I remember once taking prasadam, they invited the devotees up there.
Yeah.
With their
and they would feed you till you couldn't walk. I mean, literally, you couldn't leave the apartment because you were just so full. And they made sure that you're fully satisfied. So that was their character, and in all aspects of whatever they did. And always they wanted to have the association of devotees. And even in the latter part of his life, when he did leave this planet, the devotees were there. It was really a beautiful situation. Very, very nice. Along with Manjari also, when she left, there was devotees here. So they were blessed by Krishna. They're very, very sweet people. So let's try to see if we can remember Vidura today. Wonderful devotee, dedicated to Krishna consciousness, loved the deities, loved devotional service, and yes, probably went back home back to Godhead. He was a very dedicated soul. Amazing, okay? Jai. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vidura ji ki jai.